Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, this afternoon, I would like to share with you this matter of experiencing the abundance of the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，今天下午要和弟兄姊妹交通关于经历基督生命的丰富这件事情。
Yeah, last time we shared on the preciousness of the life of Christ in us.
上一堂我们交通到基督在我们里面生命的宝贵。
Now, this time we would like to consider this matter of experiencing the abundance of it.
今天下午我们要着重在经历基督生命的丰富这件事。
I would like just to start by reading three verses.
我要开始的时候读四处的经文。
The first one is Luke chapter 10, verse 27.
第一处在路加福音第十章第二十七节。
This is Lord Jesus said, He answering and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all the heart, with all your soul, and with all the strength, with all your understanding, and your neighbor as yourself.
这里主耶稣回答说，他回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
So I would just want to emphasize the earlier part, love your God, love your Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your understanding.
在这里我要强调前一部分，他说你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
And the second place is Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10.
第二处经文是在约翰福音第十章第十节。
Okay. The thief comes not, but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I am come that they may have life and may have life more abundantly.
盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Yes, here the Lord talks about the sheep. He says, I come and they may have life, they may have life more abundantly.
是的，主耶稣在这里是说到羊。主说我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
And the next place is John chapter 13, verse 34.
下一处的经文是在约翰福音第十三章第三十四节。
And this is chapter 13 is the night before the Lord would be crucified. And then he knows that he's leaving them, so he gives this very important thing to his disciples.
约翰福音第十三章所记载的乃是主耶稣要被卖的那一夜，他将要被钉十字架之前，他向门徒们说了非常重要的事情。
Yet a little while I am with you, you shall seek me, and I said to the Jews where I go, I'm sorry, this is not the right place. 34, right? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and you also love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Now, lastly, I would just read a part in the Old Testament, which we're going to see it as an example, which is Numbers chapter 14, verse 21.
下一处是在旧约圣经的民数记第十四章第二十一节。
Yeah. Sorry.Numbers 14, verse 21. But as surely, this is Lord Jehovah speaking, as surely as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
民数记第十四章第二十一节，这是我们的神在说话。然我指着我的永生启示，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
And the Lord said this when His people Israel failed miserably, after the 12 spies came back from spying the land.
当十二个探子从迦南地窥探回来以后，主在他们的失败中所说的话。
Now this failure is the failure of the whole generation of men.
这一个失败乃是那整个一代的人他们的失败。
Yeah, especially the men, the men, 男丁。
特别是那些男丁们。
Yeah, so the Lord said, you are not going to go into the land of Canaan until 38 years later.
所以主告诉他们说，你们不能进迦南地，直到38年之后。
And not your generation, but the next generation.
你们这一代的人都不能进去，但是下一代的人才能进去。
And then the Lord said, as surely as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
然后主就说，然我指着我的永生启示，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
So let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头再有一点祷告。
Lord, we have read your word. And Lord, when we look at over generations and how you have brought up your people.
主啊，我们已经读了你的话语，我们看见在历世历代以来，你如何带领并且养育你的百姓。
Your people may fail you, but Lord, you'll never fail.
主啊，你的百姓叫你失望，但是你却从不失败。
And the Lord, you always finally will bring them up to serve you, to represent you.
主啊，你总是在最后把他们养大成人，好叫他们能够彰显你的自己。
So Lord, we really thank you. We pray that this afternoon, you will be with us.
主啊，所以我们实在祷告，今天下午你能与我们同在。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So brothers, I'm sorry. Last time, I didn't finish. There was a picture of Philadelphia. I didn't have time to show.
弟兄姊妹们，对不起，上一堂我没有时间把我准备的另外两幅图画，就是关于菲拉铁菲教会的图画，把它讲完。
Yes, right. So I would just like to take maybe 5 minutes, very briefly, to tell you what I wish to tell you.
所以我要简单的用五分钟的时间把我想要向大家说的说出来。
And Brother Wu Jun, could you show? Okay. See, yesterday we said that from the Old Testament to New Testament, the Lord actually showed us very beautiful pictures, four of them.
上一堂我们讲到，从旧约到新约，主把四幅美丽的图画放在我们面前。
Now these pictures have to do when God's children gather together.
这些图画是和神的儿女们聚集在一处的时候有关。
And also when God's children gather together, also when they are filled with the life of Christ.
当他们聚在一起的时候，他们也同时的被基督的生命所充满。
And when that happened, then you see some beautiful pictures.
当那个出现的时候，我们就看见非常美丽的图画。
So we mentioned this is Psalm 133.
所以我们提到诗篇133篇。
You know, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
And we also mention the picture in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15.
我们也同时提到在以赛亚书60章第15节的那一幅图画。
The Redeemer of Zion shall come, and he will make Zion, he will make Jerusalem an eternal excellence and a joy from generation to generation.
西安的救赎主将来, 他要使耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华累代的喜乐。
And yesterday, we couldn't touch this revelation about the Philadelphia, but we mentioned that all these, Apostle Paul used a very simple sentence to describe.
上一堂我们没有机会来讲到, 腓拉铁菲这一幅图画, 但是使徒用了非常简单的话语来描写这幅图画。
Apostle Paul was saying, this is the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
使徒保罗用, 那句话来说, 就是他的丰满, 充满万有, 也在万有之, 是万有也在万有之内。
Yeah, I'm sorry. This first is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
第一句话是以弗所书第一章23节, 就是那充满万有者的丰满, 他充满。
Yeah, yeah, but the similar verse he used in Colossians 3:11.
同样的类似的话语, 就是在哥罗西书3章11节。
Yeah, and which is the he is all and in all.
他是一切又在一切之内。
So, dear brothers and sisters, that's the secret of having Psalm 133. That's the secret of having Isaiah 60:15.
弟兄姊妹，那乃是诗篇133篇光景出现的秘诀，也是以赛亚书60章15节那幅图画的秘诀。
Now, Psalm 133 is 1,000 years before Christ.
诗篇133篇的图画是在基督第一次到地上来之前1000年。
Yeah, so the Isaiah 60 is like 700 before Lord Jesus came.
以赛亚书60章是在基督来到地上之前的700年。
So our brother Apostle Paul gave us the picture in Ephesians and Colossians is like 30 years after Lord Jesus came.
使徒保罗讲到的，在以弗所书和哥罗西书里面所讲到的光景，是主耶稣来到地上之后的60年到62年之间。
Right, this is after Apostle Paul, follow the Lord about 30 years.
这是在使徒保罗跟随主有30多年之后所写的。
And then 30 years after that, now in Asia Minor, there was this little city called Philadelphia.
那么再过了30年之后呢, 在小亚细亚有一个小城叫做腓拉铁菲。Now
there, the Lord saw something beautiful.
在那里神主看见了一个非常美丽的事。
The reason the Lord saw Philadelphia, he was very happy.
当主看见腓拉铁菲的光景，他的心非常的欢喜。
Now in the Bible, in the chapter 3, there are only essentially six verses describe Philadelphia.
在启示录第三章里面只用了6节的经文来描写。
Yeah, this is chapter, it's verse 7 to verse about 12.
这是启示录第三章第7节到第12节。
Now, the wonder is at the end, the Lord says that he who overcomes, I will write on him God's name, God's city's name, and my new name.
在他结束的时候，很稀奇的说到：“得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中，我要把我神的名、我神城的名，并我自己的新名都写在他上面。”So
in a sense, brothers and sisters, that means these brothers somehow the Lord feels that he can represent God. You can represent the city of God. You can represent me.
弟兄姊妹们，这个意思代表着在那里的弟兄姊妹们，神感觉到他能够代表神，代表神的城，也可以代表主自己。
Now, this is talking about the future.
啊，这是讲到好像是未来。
Yeah, but talking about the past, the Lord says that you already have a crown.
啊，但是当主讲到他们的过去的时候，主说你已经有了一个冠冕。
Yeah, this is in verse 10 of chapter 3.
这是在第三章第十节里面所说的。
So a crown means I really approve all what you did.
一个冠冕乃是神已经认可他所得着的。
And in one verse, like in verse 9, the Lord Jesus says, I have already loved you.
在第九节里面主耶稣已经说到我已经爱你了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is talking about I have already loved you, Philadelphia, as a church.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见主说我已经爱你们的腓勒铁腓你们的弟兄姊妹和教会。
Yes. The last time the Bible mentioned Christ loved the church is in chapter 5.Of Ephesians.
在上一次 主的话说到基督爱教会是在以弗所书第五章里面。
And there the Lord Jesus said, I mean, the Apostle Paul says, Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
在那里保罗使徒保罗说到基督爱教会为教会舍命。
Now, so that the church can be a glorious church without blemish,And holy without blemish.
因着蒙爱，所以教会能够成为一个荣耀的教会，没有皱纹，没有斑点，没有瑕疵。
So when Lord Jesus said, I have already loved you, Philadelphia, he really meant, I have already seen in you, that you are going in the direction of being a glorious church.
所以对于腓拉铁腓教会，主耶稣向他们说，我已经爱你了。在主的心中是看见你们已经达到了那个光景，向着那个方向去。
So, dear brothers and sisters, Philadelphia really warmed the heart of the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，腓拉铁腓的教会实在叫主的心得着温暖。
At the very beginning of Revelation, John says that I'm doing this for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
在启示录一开头的时候，使徒约翰讲到，我约翰为着神的诫命，为和耶稣的见证，
为了神的道和耶稣基督的诫命。Yeah. So, but the beautiful thing is somehow the Lord Jesus see in the church in Philadelphia his own testimony.
在腓拉铁腓教会里面，主耶稣看见了他自己的见证。
Now, this is one point. The other point is what's really going on in the Philadelphia church.
另外一件事情，刚才提的是一件事，另外一件就是主在腓拉铁腓教会看见了什么呢？
Now, the Bible says that the Philadelphia, the Lord says, they have kept my word, and they have not denied my name.
主耶稣对他们说，你们遵守了我的道，也没有弃绝我的名。
Brothers and sisters, for Philadelphia, this is not just a superficial thing. It is something deep.
弟兄姊妹们，对于腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹而言，不是一件很肤浅的，而是一个很深的事情。
So they really love the Lord, the word of the Lord. They really love the testimony, the name of the Lord.
他们真正爱主的话语，也爱主的名。
Yeah, they won't do anything that will compromise the name of the Lord.
他们不会做任何事情使主的名被妥协了。
Yeah, another thing that their attitude toward the Lord is that this is in verse 10, it says, there's something called, the Lord called my endurance, my patience.
另外一件事情，在第十节里面主说到的，你们遵守我忍耐的道。
Yeah, so there's something called my patience, 我的忍耐。
在那里主讲到我的忍耐。
Now somehow these brothers and sisters in the Philadelphia church, they identify with that.
弟兄姊妹们，在腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹，他们认同于主的忍耐。
And they actually walk along with him.
他们实际上与主同行。
The Lord Jesus' patience is the way of the cross.
主耶稣的忍耐乃是在十字架，乃是十字架的道路。
So these brothers and sisters in Philadelphia, they walk on the way of the cross with the Lord.
所以在腓拉铁腓的教会，他们走在主十字架的道路上。
So brothers and sisters, you see how close the hearts of these brothers and sisters in Philadelphia are with Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见这些在腓拉铁腓弟兄姊妹，他们与主之间是何等的亲密。
Now the other thing is there is that a synagogue of Satan, and the people over there, they are liars. They said they are Jews, but they are liars.
但是另外一件事乃是那属于撒旦议会的人，他们说他们是犹太人，但是他们是说谎话的，他们不是犹太人。
Yes, the key thing, brothers and sisters, is they are liars.
这里关键的，他们都是说谎话的。
Now these brothers and sisters in the Philadelphia church, they won't have nothing to do with that.
在腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹们，他们不愿意与那个有任何关系。
You know, they before the Lord, they are pure, they are honest.
在主的面前，他们是纯洁并且诚实的。
Yeah, they are simple, and they are simple in their heart. They are sincere.
在他们心中是单纯并且诚实的。
They won't have nothing to do with any lies.
他们不愿意与谎言有任何的关系。
So the Lord Jesus says, I want these people from the synagogue of Satan to come prostrate before you.
所以主的话告诉他们说，我要这称为撒旦议会的人到你面前来下拜。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see, these brothers and sisters in Philadelphia, they have a testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在腓拉铁腓的教会，他们有一个见证。
Now also, when you think about Philadelphia, you actually think about this eternal excellence and joy from generation to generation.
当我们想到腓拉铁腓教会的时候，我们就看见这永远的荣华和累代的喜乐。
In fact, when the Lord Jehovah mentioned this eternal excellence, he actually said in one verse prior, he said, these people who despise you, I want to have them come and prostrate before you.
在以赛亚书六十章十五节的前面一节，神说到呢，那些恨恶你们的人，我要使他们到你面前来，在你脚前下拜，藐视你的人，要在你面前下拜。
Brother and sister, that statement never happened anywhere else. It happens there, and it happens in Philadelphia.
这一个说法呢，只有在以赛亚书和在腓拉铁腓教会里面出现。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see that the Lord Jehovah and that our Lord Jesus, in their eyes, Philadelphia represents the spiritual reality of Psalm 133 of Isaiah 60:15.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见启示录里面腓拉铁腓的教会实际上应验了，也代表着诗篇133篇和以赛亚书60篇里面的那个图画应验。
So brothers and sisters, when we oftentimes when we think about Philadelphia, we tell ourselves or we tell other people, it is not possible.
常常我们对别人说呢，腓拉铁腓的光景呢是不可能达到的。
Brothers and sisters, in Lord's mind, as long as He, the one that fills all and will fill us, then that will happen for sure.
但是在神的心中呢，那位 充满万有的，若是充满了我们, 这件事就一定会成就。
So, dear brothers and sisters, let's actually have a desire that wherever we are, you know, how many people we meet does not matter. We want the glory of the Lord shine.
弟兄姊妹们, 但愿我们都有一个心愿, 不论我们在哪里, 不论我们有多少人聚集, 愿主的荣耀彰显出来。
Philadelphia is a place which the Bible says has a little power.
菲拉铁菲教会呢, 主说到他们略有一点力量。
They don't have too many people.
他们并没有很多人。
But the Lord sees that, the spiritual reality there.
但是主却看见在那里有属灵的实际。
So, brothers and sisters, I have to leave that subject with you and move on to today's subject.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 我就要把这个主题呢, 停在这里, 往前看今天要讲的题目。
Now, I think one thing I need to mention, the Colossians 1:16, which Brother Dana read many times.
有一件事我要提一下，这个在康登弟兄已经 提过好多次了，在《哥罗西书》第一章十六节。
Yes, I'll read it. Because by him were created all things, the things in heaven and the things upon the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether true, whether thrones or lordship or principality or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him. And put it the other way, through him and unto him.
因为万有都是靠他造的, 无论是天上的, 地上的, 能看见的, 不能看见的, 或是有位的, 主治的, 执政的, 掌权的, 一概都是借着他造的, 又是为他造的。
It was talking about the creation of the universe.
在这里是讲到宇宙的被创造。
But it applies to any of the spiritual experience we have.
但是这个也能够运用在 我们所有的一切属灵经历上。
So the thing is, it started with him. So it's in him, in Christ first.
这一切的事物都是从他开始的, 是在他里面出来的。
Yeah, and that he is the resource.
他乃是那源头。
And he gives us the purpose.
他赋予我们有目的。
And then the next thing is through him, meaning in the process. He is our strength. He makes that happen.
接下来就是借着他, 在整个过程中, 我们都是依靠借着他。
Yeah. And the, after that, the end is unto him, meaning into him, is for his purpose, and he is the owner.
那么在接下来呢, 最后的结局乃是归给他, 是向着他, 是为着他。
And this is how the universe is created, and that's also true in any of our spiritual experience.
这个是宇宙如何被创造的一个原则, 而用在我们任何的属灵经历上也是一样的。
Yeah, it's the Lord Jesus that started.
是主来开始的。
It is he who is our resource when we don't know where we are, when we don't know what to do. That we go to him, he is going to tell us.
他是我们一切需用的资源, 当我们有缺乏的时候, 我们到他面前来, 他就供应我们。
And when we go through this period, very difficult, but he is our strength.
当我们,
he is our direction.
当我们经过这个过程的时候, 有的时候是非常的困难艰难的, 但是他是我们的扶持供应和保守。
Yeah, and then finally we get to the end, we find it's wonderful, he is there.
最后我们来到了结局的时候, 何等的奇妙, 他在那里。
And we find that what we see him, he is much more glorious, much more beautiful than we knew before.
我们要看见呢, 他比我们以往所认识的要更美丽, 更荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we think about last year, during the pandemic.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们想到去年发生的这个疫情
you know, for us, all of us, very difficult.
对我们每一个人而言都是非常困难的。
And not only the pandemic, that's the easy part. And there's a whole bunch of lies, a whole bunch of conspiracies flowing around. Very difficult.
这个疫情并不怎么样，但是因着疫情而有的许多的谎言，许多的阴谋，这到处都是。
But brothers and sisters, you know, we had our Lord Jesus to go to ask the Lord, Lord, what does this whole thing mean?
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们可以回到主耶稣面前去问他，主啊，这些事情的意思、意义是什么呢？
You know, what should we do? What should I do?
我们该怎么做？主啊，我该怎么做？
And all through this year and a half, the Lord help us to reject all the lies.
经历这一年半的时间，主帮助我们来拒绝所有的谎言。
And the Lord told us again and again, we are people who have a purpose.
主一再地告诉我们说，我们是一般有目的的子民。
And then finally, when we get to any stage, when we come to WCCC, we were actually inspired because the Lord is absolutely right.
最后我们来到了这一个阶段，我们一同在西岸基督徒的追求聚会里面发现我们的主在这里。
And then we know when the next year or next years, when we go through, we don't know whether this pandemic will be over, we don't know whether other things will happen, but we have assurance the Lord is with us.
我们想到前面的日子，我们不知道这个疫情会不会结束，会发生什么事情，许多事我们都不知道。
But we know that he is the one, we are in him.
但是有一件事我们知道，我们在他里面，他是我们所依靠的。
Yeah, he's our resource, he is our rock.
他是我们的资源，他是我们的磐石。
Now, even another year difficulty, but he is going to be with us, we will be going through that through him.
即便还有另一年的艰难，我们他与我们同在，我们要与他一同走过。
And then finally, when we get to the end of next year, we will discover the more wonders about our Lord Jesus.
那么最后我们要发现，我们对主耶稣的认识比我们以前感觉更奇妙。
So dear brothers and sisters, spiritual reality is actually from the eyes of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主灵的实际乃是从我们主的眼光来看。
The Lord, brothers and sisters, we need to learn to see things from His point of view.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要学习用他的眼光来看事物。
And then we will not be blown left and right by all these lies and conspiracies.
那么我们就不会被周围的谎言和阴谋丢来抛来抛去。
To know that it's actually in his eyes is on one hand convicting, on the other hand very comforting.
在一面来说，在主的眼光，第一个是光照，另外一个是安慰。
Yes, we know that our spiritual experience is actually in the eyes of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们属灵的经历呢，实际上是在主的眼光里面。
Now, whether I have the spiritual reality, whether we have the spiritual reality, is according to the Lord.
我们是否我自己个人或者团体有属灵的实际，是在于主眼中怎么看。
So that makes us really humble.
那个使我们谦卑下来。
But on the other hand, it's very, very comforting.
但是另一面来讲，又给我们带来极大的安慰。
You know, although we may make mistake here or there.
虽然我们在这处或那处我们犯了错误。
But we know that it is according to what he sees it.
但是我们知道，一切事物是按照他怎么看。
So we can quickly come back to him.
所以我们很快的能够回到他的面前。
Even we make some mistake, we can immediately come back to him.
即便我们犯了错误，我们也可以立刻的回到他里面。
In our Lord Jesus is the most gracious, most loving.
我们的主耶稣是满了怜悯，满了慈爱的。
And he will forgive us for sure.
他一定会赦免我们。
And he will make our next step strong.
他使我们下一步能够走得坚强。
Now, the Lord Jesus, you know, talking about experiencing this spiritual reality, the Lord Jesus has some word for us.
当我们讲到属灵的实际，主耶稣对我们有一些话说。
You know, the first thing the Lord Jesus says, you have to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your force.
主像我们所说，第一要紧的乃是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus on earth, he loves his Father all the time.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在世上的时候，他一直的是爱他的父。
Not a single day he does not draw close to his father.
没有一天他是不亲近他的父神的。
Everything he does is according to his father.
他所做的每一件事都是照着父的指示。
And in chapter 16 of John, when he was just 17 of John, his last prayer, he says, Father, what you have sent me to do, I have done.
在约翰福音第十七章，主耶稣最后向父的祷告说，父啊，你所指示我的，我都已经成就了。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we walk with our Lord, and he is the one who loved God, loved his Father so much, and we don't.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们与主同行的时候，我们发现他是那一位何等爱父的，而我们却不是。
If that's the case, then Amos says, "How can two walk together if they do not agree?"
若我们真是那样的光景，就像阿摩斯书所讲的，二人若不同心，怎能同行呢
？So, dear brothers and sisters, if we want to, the life of Christ to become abundant in us, then we have to have the same mind with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们盼望主的生命在我们里面变得丰富，那我们就必须要与主有同样的心思和意念。
He loved the Father so much, and we have to love God so much.
他如何的如此的爱父神，我们也应当如此的爱神。
And brothers and sisters, on the other hand, he tells us, you cannot serve God and mammon.
弟兄姊妹们，主也告诉我们说，我们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
And the Apostle John said in 1 John, you cannot love the Father and love the world. Cannot.
使徒约翰在他的书信约翰一书里面讲到，你不能又爱父神又爱世界，这是不可能的。
So dear brothers and sisters, if we love the world, then we will, if we love the world for one day, we will not be walking with our Lord one day.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们，若是我们有一天爱世界，我们就不可能在那一天里面又爱我们的父神。
And that life, the life,Christ's life will just stop, pause in us for that day.
那么在我们里面的基督的生命在那一天就停止生长。
Now, if a whole year I left the world, then my life, the Christ's life, will stop to grow for a whole year.
若是我一整年爱世界，那么在我里面基督的生命就一整年不成长。
Without knowing it, 5 years passed, 10 years passed.
若是我们不留意的话，很快的五年过去了，十年也过去了。
So this matter of love not the world is so important.
所以这个不要爱世界这件事情是非常的重要。
Now Apostle John explained, the world doesn't necessarily mean bank, doesn't necessarily mean a high-tech company. It doesn't really mean that.
使徒约翰讲到这个世界并不是指的说这些银行啊或者是高科技。
Apostle John says, the things of the world is the flesh of the eyes and flesh of the, and the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh and the pride of this life.
使徒约翰讲到这世界上的事情就如眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
So, brother and sister, the world is not a bank. The world is totally in us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个世界啊，不是这个银行，而是在我们里面，不是在外面的，而是在我们里面。
Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life.
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
If you put these three things together, it means simply self.
若是我们把这三件事情把它们放在一起，它的意思就显出那是我们的己，我们的己生命。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is how Apostle John, in his very old age, tried to warn us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是使徒约翰在他老年的时候警戒我们的。
But on the other hand, what should we do?The Lord told us that we have to seek Father's will.
但是在另一面，主告诉我们什么呢？他要我们要寻求父的旨意。
Now in the Lord, when he taught his disciples to pray, he said, "My Father, Thy will, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done."
主教导他门徒们的祷告的时候，他说：“我们在天上的父。”愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And finally, when he himself was going to be crucified, he told the Lord, he told his Father, "Not my will, but Thy will be done."
当主将要被钉十字架之前，主的祷告是说：“不要照我的意思，愿你的旨意成就。”
So, dear brothers and sisters, the will of the Lord is for us to seek, actively seek.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹，主的话语叫了我们，我们要主动的来寻求。
Now, this David, in Acts chapter 13 says, the Lord says, I have found David, now he is after my heart.
在使徒行传第13章里面讲到大卫主的话告诉我们说，我找到我的仆人大卫，他要遵行我。一切的旨意。
Yeah, he's after my heart. He's seeking his 合我心。
他是合我心意。
Seeking my heart. Yeah, so David is doesn't idle all the time. He's trying to see, Lord, what do you want me to do? What is your will for your people?
大卫并不是在那里闲懒不做事情，他一直都是主动的在寻求神的旨意。
The Bible has another example, which is Ezra.
圣经还有另外一个例子，就是以斯拉。
And Ezra in chapter 7, verse 10.
在以斯拉记第七章第十节里面。
Now the Bible talks about Ezra. He says, Ezra set his heart to know the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel.
在那里圣经说到以斯拉定志考究遵行耶和华的律法。
Brothers and sisters, when we have a seeking heart, when we have a set our mind to know the will of the, to know the word of God, to do it, then what happens is our heart becomes a fertile ground.
弟兄姊妹们，若我们有一颗寻求的心，我们要定志去明白神的话语，并且要遵行它，那么我们的心就是一个好土。
And then when the word of God comes in, it will bring fruit 50 times.
当神的话语进来的时候，它要结出果子来50倍的。
The important thing, brothers and sisters, you know, if we just say, well, I wait until one day the word of God hit me. One day the will of God hit me. Brother and sister, it may work, but But our heart will never become a fertile ground.
弟兄姊妹们，可能我们有一种态度说的，说不定哪一天主的旨意会临到我，这件事也可能发生。但是若是你这样生活的话，我们的心不会是好土。
So the Lord is it's brothers and sisters it's not bad to set our mind to seek the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们来寻求主的旨意是一件好事。
Yeah, it is a good thing to seek the Lord.
要来寻求主，这是一件好事。
Brothers and sisters, we just passed a last year. We felt so confused.
从去年开始，可能许多人感觉到非常的困惑。
And now we don't know what next year is.
我们也不知道明年会发生什么事。
So, brothers and sisters, every year, every month is precious in the eyes of the Lord. And we should look every month, every year to be precious.
所以弟兄姊妹们，每一年，每一件事情在主的眼中都是宝贵的，所以我们也应该这样子。看每一年每一个环境都是宝贵的。
So we should not waste our time on any important things.
所以我们不要在其他的事情上面浪费我们的时间。
Let's be very active, very positive in seeking the Lord.
让我们主动的非常积极的寻求我们的主。
Yeah. And so that's about loving God.
这是关于爱神。
Now the other thing that the Lord said,is want us to follow, he said, follow me.
主说的另外一件事呢是要我们跟从他。
Now, this, he said, you know, in John chapter 10, he says, it's like sheep. You should follow me like a sheep, and I will make your more abundant life.
在约翰福音第十章十节里面讲到，主耶稣说我们是他的羊，我们应该跟随他。他就使我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And then Matthew chapter 16, the Lord actually said, "You have take up your cross and follow me."
马太福音十六章二十四节，主在那里说，你要背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
And John chapter 12, verse 26, he says, "You have to follow me as a servant. Be with me as a servant."
在约翰福音十二章二十六节里面讲到，若有人侍奉我，他就当跟从我，像仆人一样在侍奉中跟从主。
So you want the Lord wants us to follow Him as a sheep, to follow Him taking up our cross, and to follow Him as a servant.
所以主要我们像羊一样跟从他，主要我们背起十字架来跟从他，主也要我们像仆人一样来跟从他。
In another word, the Lord wants us to follow him full court pressed kind of in every aspect.
换一句话说，主盼望我们在各方各面全方位的来跟从他。
Yeah. Cross is difficult. We ought to take up our cross and follow him.
十字架虽然困难，但是我们要背起十字架来跟从他。
And being a servant is not easy.But the Lord says, if you want to follow me, be a servant and follow me.
做仆人也不容易，但是主说，你做一个仆人，服侍我，你要来跟从我。
So dear brothers and sisters, we have to remember, when we follow our Lord, it's in every aspect.
所以弟兄姊妹们，关于跟从主，我们要明白是在关乎各方各面的。
Yes, be a sheep and take up the cross and be a servant.
所以我们在主面前做羊，我们背起十字架，在主面前做仆人。
Princess, you know, if we do that, then what happens?
弟兄姊妹，若我们这样做，会发生什么事呢？
You will find that to follow the Lord is really fulfilling.
你会发现，跟从主实在叫我们得着成全。
Amen. It's, you know, you find that following the Lord is not a difficult thing. It's actually a very rewarding thing.
事实上跟从主并不难，反而是非常值得，而且啊非常有回报的。
And then you find that you gradually find wherever my Lord goes, I want to follow.
逐渐的我们会发现呢，无论主往哪里走，我都要跟从。
Now even if he goes to a place where if I follow, I will suffer, I still want to follow him.
即便他去一个地方，我跟随的话，我会受苦，我仍然要跟他。
But then you find you are making his choice, I mean, his choice becomes your choice.
那么我们就发现他的选择就成为我的选择了。
Now his feeling becomes our feeling.
他的感觉成为我的感觉。
And his purpose becomes our purpose.
他的目的成为我们的目的。
So you remember Revelation 14:4.
所以我们记得在启示录第十四章第四节里面说，
They follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟从。
These days, we are all familiar with 144,000.
在那一段经文里面，我们都非常熟悉到那144,000人。
And these couple of days, we click 144,000 all the time.
这几天我们每一天都点144,000。
Brothers and sisters, if we follow the Lord as a sheep, carrying the cross, and also be a servant, we find that we will carry him, we will follow him wherever he goes happily.
弟兄姊妹们，这些日子若是我们像羊一样跟随他，背起十字架来跟随他，像仆人一样跟随他，无论他往哪里去，我们都跟随。
Many years ago, I thought it's only at the end when we are, you know, by good Lord's grace, I can be among the 144,000. It's only then I follow the Lamb wherever he goes. That's what I thought.
好多年以前，当我听见这个信息，我想到我可能也能够在那144,000人里面，那是我当时的思想。
And then when do I follow him wherever he goes? That's when I get there. When I become one of 144,000, then I follow him wherever he goes.
那个时候我的领会是说，就是将来我在那144,000人里面，那个时候他往哪里去，我就往哪里去。
But brothers and sisters, follow him as a lamb. Follow him carrying our cross. Follow him as a servant. And then you realize wherever he goes, by his grace, I am so happily, joyfully follow.
但是弟兄姊妹们，不是那样的。我们乃是呢，像羊一样跟随他，背起十字架来跟随他，像做仆人一样跟随他。那么我们就发现，无论他往哪里去，我们都跟随。
Now, brothers and sisters, I want to give you an example.
弟兄姊妹们，我要给大家一个例子。
The example is in a very, very difficult situation. A group of people follow the Lord.
这个例子呢是一个非常在一个非常不容易的情况底下，一群人跟随了主。
And then the choice that was given to them is God's purpose versus the world.
那么神给他们一个选择，一面呢是神的目的，另外一面呢是这个世界。
And then by the grace of the Lord, they chose the purpose of God.
借着主的恩典，他们选择了神的目的。
And by the grace of the Lord, they endure 38 years.
因着神的恩典，他们就忍受了38年。
Now, not only the older brothers and sisters, but then the younger ones.
不仅是那些年长的弟兄姊妹们，并且他们中间的年轻人。
Especially the younger ones.
特别是那些年轻人。
So, the rest of the time, I'd like to share their story.
所以剩下的时间我要来交通他们的故事。
The second year after, after Moses brought Israelites out of Egypt, second year.
在摩西带领以色列百姓离开埃及的第二年。
And they suddenly something happened.
他们忽然有一件事情发生。
Now, and then the Lord really refused the first generation to go into Canaan.
神就拒绝让原来的那一代人进入迦南地。
So what happened is when the Lord brought them out of Egypt, the Lord has a wonderful expectation for them.
其实当神带他们出来的时候，神在他们身上有一个奇妙的旨意。
You see, the Lord brought them out of Egypt. The fundamental purpose is so that they can have freedom. They can have freedom to serve their own God.
神把他们从埃及带出来，最基本的一个目的是他们有一个自由，能够来侍奉他们自己的神。
Yeah. Now these people have been in Egypt for 400 years.
这百姓在埃及有400年。
At that time, they didn't have the Bible.
在那个时候，他们没有圣经。
And then so it's a like 600,000 men, and then plus the women and the children and older ones that they came out.
在那里有600,000的男丁，还有老人，还有妇人，还有孩子，他们都离开了埃及。
Now when they come into the wilderness, the Lord Jehovah told them one thing. The Lord Jehovah said, "Now the Israel is my son, my firstborn."
当他们来到了旷野，神向他们说话说，以色列乃是我的儿女，是我头生的长子。
So I should say this. They actually, Lord Jehovah asked Moses to tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go, that they can serve me."
事实上是神吩咐摩西去向法老说，容我的百姓去，好他们好侍奉我。
So then he said, "Israel is my son, is my firstborn."
然后他说到，以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子。
Brothers and sisters, being a son is a love relationship.
弟兄姊妹，做儿子，那乃是与父有一个爱的关系。
But being a firstborn is bigger. It means that you, one of these days, you're going to represent me.
但是成为长子是更大的事情，因为有一天他要来代表父。
So the Lord expect them, these about 2 million people, who never read the Bible before, they want them to say that they are going to be my firstborn.
所以主的心意乃是对这没有圣经的200多万人说，有一天你们要成为我的长子。
And then the other thing, the Lord's great expectation for them is in Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
另外一件更大的事情就是在出埃及记第十九章第六节里面说的。
He said, "You are going to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation."
在那里说，你们要成为祭司的国度，成为一个圣洁的国民。
So at that time, these people, they didn't know anything about priesthood. They didn't know anything about serving God.
在那个时候，这些被拯救的人，他们根本不知道什么叫做祭司，更不知道什么叫做圣洁的子民，神圣洁的子民。
But God said, "You are going to be a kingdom of priests, every single one of you."
但是神却清楚地告诉他们说，你们每一个人都要成为祭司。
And then the other thing is, you're going to be a holy nation.
而另外一件事乃是说，你们将要成为一个圣洁的国度。
Yeah, that's a holy nation. Yeah, that's a holy nation means you are separated from anything, any sin or any defiling thing, any dirty thing. You're going to be separated from all that. You're going to be holy.
这个圣洁的国民乃是说到，他们要从任何不洁净、 污秽的事物中分别出来。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see how the Lord expects these people to be good.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见神在这些百姓身上、子民身上有何等高的期望。
Yeah, one of these days you're going to represent me.
有一天你们都要代表我。
Firstborn.
成为长子。
And then you are going to serve me as priest. The whole kingdom will become kingdom of priests.
你们要做祭司来服侍我，整个国度都是祭司，都是祭司国度。
And then all of you will be holy, separated from the nation.
每一个人都是圣洁的，是与列国分别，有分别的。
But brothers and sisters, so many men at that time, their hearts couldn't believe this. They actually don't think it's any good.
但是弟兄姊妹们在那个时代呢，许多的人他们心没有办法接受，他们也没有办法接受他们可以达到。
Yeah, their heart is back in Egypt. The Egypt is good. Egypt have water. Egypt has pasture.
他们的心仍然在埃及，他们总觉得在埃及有水有草。
So anything difficult, then they will say the Lord. Say, you know, we want to go back.
所以每次当他们遇见困难，他们就向神说，我们想回埃及。
Yeah, Bill told Aaron to build us a golden calf. The golden calf then lead us.
他们向亚伦说，让我们造一个，为我们造一个金牛犊，让这个金牛犊来引导我。
And then they spied Canaan and come back, and they find it's difficult. They say, Lord, our wife and our kids, they're all going to die in the desert. So find somebody to bring us back to Egypt.
当探子们回来报了恶信，他们觉得让我们呢找一个人带我们回埃及去吧。
Yeah, and then there's another case which is even worse. It's a case of the sons of Korah rebelling.
还有另外一件事情，就是可拉的后裔呢，他们起来背叛。
I'm sorry, just Korah's people.
Korah,
yeah.
可拉的人起来背叛。
And they said something which is very funny.
他们说了一件很有趣的事情。
Yeah, this is in number. I'm sorry, this is in number 16.
这在民数第十六章。
Yeah, number 16. I just want to read one. It has to do with the land flowing with milk and honey.
他们说了一些话，令人觉得很可笑的。他们讲到牛奶与蜜之地的事情。
And this is chapter 16, verse 13.
在民数记16章13节。
They told Moses.
他们对摩西说。
So you brought us out of the land of milk and honey. And you want to kill us in the desert. And then you cannot bring us to another land of milk and honey.
他们说，你将我们从牛奶与蜜之地领上来，要在旷野杀我们。接下来他说，并且你没有将我们领到牛奶与蜜之地。
So, dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we think about the land filled with milk and honey, what is really in God's mind?
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们每次讲到牛奶与蜜之地，那真是神心中的那个牛奶与蜜之地吗？
The God's mind, the land filled with glory, with milk and honey, is where the life of the Lord God and the life of His Son flows.
在神的心目中，一个地上牛奶与蜜，乃是讲到他儿子的生命在那里涌流。
And these people, they don't know. They think that the land of milk and honey is back in Egypt.
但是这些以色列人他们的感觉不是这样啊，他们觉得埃及才是那样，所以他们要回埃及。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the Lord sees it's not possible for these people to go conquer Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见神觉得这些百姓呢，他们不可能，也没有资格去征服迦南地。
So the Lord says, no, your generation cannot go in. Only the next generation will go in 38 years later.
所以主对他们说，不，你们这一代的人就不能进去了。唯有新起来的一代在38年之后他们能进去。
Now why 38 years?
为什么要38年?
Because the next generation at that time is 20 years or younger.
因为在那个时刻他们新的一代呢都是20岁以下的。
So dear brothers and sisters, the Lord sees it so clearly in the 38 years, in 40 years,This next generation will grow up.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见在神的眼中非常清楚的，就是新的一代在38年或40年之后，他们长大了，他们要进去。
Now they are 20, at that time they will be 60. Now they are just born, at that time they will be 40.
现在他们20岁，那么将来他们就60岁。如果他们现在刚刚出生，将来他们就40岁。
And those who are not born yet at that time, they are 20 and up.
若是在那个时候还没有出生，到了那时候他们就是20岁之下的人。
And it's that generation that I will make them able to go in.
而就是那新起来的一代，我要使他们能够进入应许之地。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the background of the story.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是这一个故事的背景。
Now, of course, the Bible shows us people like Caleb and Joshua.
当然我们也看见圣经给我们看见迦勒和约书亚。
In the whole old generation of men, only Caleb and Joshua warmed the heart of God.
在那整个一代的男丁中间，神看见了迦勒和约书亚。
So what's so special about Caleb?
在迦勒身上有什么特点呢?
The Bible says,He had another spirit wholly following the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说他有另一个灵全心的跟随耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, these two things, he had another spirit and the other things wholly following the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲了两件，一个他另有一个灵，第二是全心的跟随耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, have another spirit is not just something by chance.
弟兄姊妹们，有另一个灵不是偶然的。
It is because this man, Caleb, for years he loved God.
乃是因为迦勒过去历年来他都爱神。
Now at the time, this time he is about 40 years old at this point.
现在这个时刻他可能是40岁。
Now he is a young leader of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派的一个青年首领。
Now, over the past 40 years, although they didn't have the Bible, but they know the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
虽然那个时候他们没有圣经，但是他的心里面认识亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
You know, the God's relationship with Abraham touched his heart.
神与亚伯拉罕的关系摸到了迦勒的心。
There is a place called Hebron.
有一个在迦南地的地方叫做希伯伦。
And that's where Abraham first settled after he separated from Lot.
那是当亚伯拉罕与罗德分开以后所定居的地方。
And that's also a place where Abraham met Melchizedek.
也是在那里亚伯拉罕遇见了麦基洗德。
And that's also the place at night the Lord appeared to Abraham. Go out to see if you can count the stars in heaven, your people will be that many.
也是在那个地方，在晚上，神领亚伯拉罕出了帐篷，来数算天上的星，告诉他说，你的子孙就要如此。
And it's there that he actually produced a son, and the Lord Jehovah said, this is not it.
也在那里他生了一个儿子，耶和华神向他说，这不是我要给你的。
And then some 14 or 15 years later, the Lord Jehovah appeared to him again there.
过了14、15年之后，神又在那里向他显现。
And the Lord says, you, Sarah, is going to bear a son.
神告诉他说，你和莎拉要生一个儿子。
And his name will be Isaac.
他的名字要叫做以撒。
And my covenant will be with him.
我要与他立约。
So finally, Sarah died, and he died. They all got buried in Hebron.
最后，莎拉连亚伯拉罕他们都死，并且埋葬在希伯伦。
And Isaac was buried in Hebron.
以撒也被葬在希伯伦。
And Jacob died in Egypt.
雅各死在埃及。
But he told his son Joseph, "You have to bring me back."
但是他告诉他的儿子约瑟说，你要将我的骸骨带回去。
And bury me in Hebron.
把我葬在希伯伦。
So that day, when Caleb approached this Hebron Highland mountain from afar.
所以有一天加勒他靠临近了希伯伦的山区，从远处看见了。
Now the other 10 spies had no, didn't feel much, but Caleb felt, this is where God, his grace, his relationship with my forefather is established.
和他同坐探子的人并没有觉得什么，但是在他的心中却完全不一样。他感觉到这是我的神在那里与人相交的地方。
And he went back. He told Moses from his heart, God has given this land to us. We ought to go in now.
他回去回报摩西的时候，他向摩西说，神带我们进入那块地，愿你将这块地赐给我。
So dear brothers and sisters, God says, yeah, God says, Caleb has another spirit, wholly following the Lord.
所以神看见加勒说他有另一个灵全心的跟随耶和华。
Joshua is the same thing.
耶稣亚也一样。
Bible recorded when Joshua went, when Joshua was young, he went with Moses to the tabernacle, and Moses faced the Lord face to face.
圣经告诉我们说，约书亚年轻的时候，他服侍摩西，一同到摩西的帐幕，被称作会幕。摩西在会幕中与神面对面交会。
And when Moses left, Joshua stayed there.
摩西出去办事的时候，约书亚仍留在会幕。
Yeah, it's God didn't tell Moses to ask to tell Joshua to stay there. Joshua himself stayed there.
神没有吩咐摩西说叫约书亚留在那里，而是约书亚自愿的停留在那里。
And then many many years later, when Moses is going to choose Joshua to be, when God wants Moses to choose Joshua to succeed him.
在许多年之后，神要摩西在以色列众人中间拣选约书亚。
The Lord says, "Choose Joshua."
主对摩西说，我选择约书亚。
Because the Spirit is with him.
因为主的灵与他同在。
So dear brothers and sisters, this young man, his heart never left tabernacle.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一个年轻人他的心从来没有离开过会幕。
And as a result, the Spirit of the Lord was with him.
所以他的结果就是主的灵从来没有离开过他。
That was 38 years later.
然后38年之后。
No, brothers and sisters, this younger generation is very difficult for them.
这些 年轻的一代，那个日子对他们来讲是非常不容易的。
First of all, it's in the desert.
首先，他们是在旷野里。
The Bible says it's great and dreadful desert.
在圣经里面告诉我们说，那是大而可怕的旷野。
And then it's going to be 38 years down the line.
而前面有38年。
So outside is very difficult.
所以外面的环境非常的艰难。
Inside is also difficult.
在他们里面呢也不容易。
I think everyone, I mean, especially those who love the Lord, young men, 20 and younger, they will feel, Lord, we have failed you.
我相信在他们中间年轻人他们常常会这样想主啊我们叫你失望。
Yeah. Now, although this, my upper generation did this, but we have disappointed you.
虽然我们上一代做了这些事情但是我们也叫你失望。
So, and then also, brothers and sisters, they are just like many of our own young men. They have this growing pain.
他们中间也跟我们的年轻人一样，他们都有自己成长的痛苦。
See, 20 years, another 30 years lay right ahead of them. And if I'm a 20-year-old, there's so much to think about.
我们看他们那个时候20岁，前面还有30多年的时间，有许多的事情等着他们。
And some of them, like, some of them are just born. So when they grow up, there is a growing pain.
所以有一些人他们才刚刚出生，而他们成长的时候都有成长的痛苦。
Yeah, just like you, just like many of you.
就像我们中间许多的人一样。
But thank the Lord did something wonderful. The Lord brought this generation up.
但是感谢神，神做了奇妙的事情，神把这一代的人养育长大。
And thank the Lord that this generation of people, they have an obedient heart.
感谢神，这一代的人，他们有一个顺服的心。
And they know the issue is because God wants us to go into Canaan, and a whole bunch of our older generation, they want to go back to Egypt.
他们知道，他们明白了，这个问题在于，神要带我们进到应许地，而我们的上一代，他们的心一直想要回埃及去。
And thank the Lord, I mean, in their heart, they know that God's purpose is in Canaan.
他们知道神的目的乃是在迦南地。
They also have heard from their older ones that God once said, the whole earth shall be filled with my glory.
他们也从他们上一代的口中听见神告诉他们说全地都要满了神的荣耀。
So on one hand,is God says, that's our destination.
一面来说就是神向他们说那里是你们的目的地。
And then the other thing is God says, the whole earth shall be filled with my glory.
而另一面是神告诉他们说应许他们保证全地都要满了神的荣耀。
And also thank the Lord, when they grew up, there was this Caleb before them, there was this Joshua before them.
感谢神在他们成长的日子中在他们面前有迦勒有约书亚。
And Caleb loved the Lord so much.
因为迦勒如此的爱神。
And Joshua was such a wonderful servant.
而约书亚是一个何等好的仆人。
Yeah. By the way, brothers and sisters, Joshua is willing to learn lessons. People can correct him.Moses can correct him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们顺便提一下，约书亚是一个好的仆人，因为任何人都可以修正他。
And then these young men saw that.
而这些在约书亚和迦勒面前成长的年轻人都看见了。
They saw this brother Caleb. They saw this brother Joshua. It was an inspiration.Encouragement to them.
他们看见这位加勒弟兄，看见那位约书亚弟兄，在他们的心中，这成为他们的激励。
You know, last time we talked about the life of Christ in us has some characteristics.
上一次我们谈到，在我们里面基督的生命有它的特性。
Now one is a resurrection life.
有一个特性就是，这是复活的生命。
Now think about these young men.
我们来想想这些年轻人。
For 38 years at the beginning, the future was so dark.
在这38年开头的时候，他们的前景呢，好像是非常的暗淡。
We are just a failure before God.
我们在神的面前都是失败。
And then it's like dead.
好像是他们死了一样。
But thank the Lord, these 40 years, 38 years, you know, as you know, they are growing in the Lord.
但是感谢神。经过了这38年呢，他们在神的面前成长了。
It's like the resurrection life.
这好像是一个复活的生命。
And now they are overcoming life.
而这个生命也是得胜的生命。
You know, what are they overcoming?
他们胜过了什么呢？
You know, the older generation at that time, whose heart is in Egypt, continue to have that.
我们知道在他们那个时代的老一辈呢，他们心里面一直都有埃及的影子。
Acts chapter 7, Stephen said, their heart turns back to Egypt.
在使徒行传第七章里面，司提凡讲到他们的心回到埃及去了。
But thank the Lord, this new generation, they can overcome that.
但是感谢主，这新起来的一代他们胜过了这个。
And also you see the fruit-bearing life.
我们也看见在他们身上有结果子的生命。
You see Joshua, you see Caleb, and when you read their stories in the Joshua, in Numbers, you see, actually you can detect their care for the younger generation.
我们从约书亚，从加勒的一生，从圣经里面我们看见约书亚怎样的爱护照顾新的一代人。
Otherwise, this group of young men would not have been able to grow up.
若不是这样，这些新的一代就没有办法成长。
And then we also talk about this, the life that rejoices in the purpose of God.
我们也讲了，这个生命乃是喜悦神的旨意的。
Now, in this group of young men, you see that.
在这一批的年轻人中间，我们看见了这个特性。
You see, that's why they say they set their mind to go with the Lord 38 years, get themselves ready to go into Canaan instead of going back to Egypt.
所以我们从圣经里面看见，他们定计跟随耶和华进入应许地，而不回到埃及去。
And then also the servant life.
而且他们有那个仆人的生命。
They all have seen Joshua.
他们都看见了约书亚。
Joshua, by the way, is indeed a perfect servant. We don't have time to go into that.
我们没有时间去细讲。而约书亚实在是一个完全的仆人。
So, dear brothers and sisters, even at that time, it seems to me that the spirit of the life of Christ is actually in Caleb.In Joshua, in this whole bunch of young people.
所以弟兄姊妹们，就在那个时代，我们可以看见了，基督这丰盛的生命，在约书亚、加勒和这新起来的一代的人的里面。
38 years later, they are ready.
38年之后，他们预备好了。
Brothers and sisters, their time is more difficult than our time.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在所生活的时代比他们那个时代更艰难。
No, I'm sorry. I mean, their time at that time is more difficult. That appear to be more difficult than the last year.
他们那个时代所生活的比起我们的去年要更为艰难。
Because they don't see, they can't see their future except by the word of God. Otherwise, they don't see any future.
除了神的话语以外，他们根本看不见未来。
But brother and sister, they are ready at the end.
但是弟兄姊妹们，到最后他们却预备好。
These days, we seriously are encouraged again and again that be ready for the Lord's return.
这些日子我们一再的被鼓舞激励，我们要预备好迎接主的回来。
How?
如何呢？
Now these people, 38 years, the Lord made them ready.
这些百姓，神用了38年预备他们。
I think, brothers and sisters, what Caleb represents, you know, another spirit, wholly following the Lord. When Joshua represents a servant heart, and also wholly following the Lord is part of it.
弟兄姊妹们，我认为在加勒的里面另有一个灵，全心的跟随耶和华，在约书亚的里面，他做神的仆人，他也是全心照着耶和华的旨意行。
And this group of young men and young women, they chose to believe in the purpose of God instead of believing in the pleasure of Egypt. And they are our example too.
而那一代的年轻男女，他们选择来相信神的旨意，而不是想到埃及的享乐。
So, brothers, who are the new generation today?
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天的新一代是谁呢？
The new generation or old generation, I think, has nothing to do with age.
我想今天所谓的老的一代和新的一代和年龄没有关系。
It has to do is where is our heart at?
乃是与我们的心被安在何处有关。
Is our heart toward Canaan or is our heart toward Egypt?
是我们的心是向着迦南还是向着埃及呢？
Now more seriously, is our heart toward God's purpose or is our heart toward the world?
我们要很严肃地问，我们的心是向着神呢，还是我们的心向着这个世界？
And that generation, in very difficult 38 years,Their heart has always been on God's purpose.
在那一个世代，有38年，这新的一代，他们的心都一直向着神和神的旨意，神的目的。
And 600,000 of new generation, they got themselves ready at the end.
600万的新起来的一代，他们预备好了跟随神进入应许地。
Now, in addition to them, there's a Joshua, there's a Caleb, they're all 85 years old.
除了新起来的一代，还有加勒和约书亚，那个时候他们已经85岁了。
So, dear one sister, the new generation or old generation, I think, has nothing to do with age. It has to do with where our heart is at.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我认为所谓的新的一代或者旧的一代的跟年龄没有关系，而是在乎于我们的心摆在哪里。
Now this new generation in that story has some beautiful testimony.
这个新的一代在那个故事里面，他们显出了美好的见证。
You know, in chapter 23, there was this very crooked prophet by the name of Balaam.
在民数记23章里面有一位先知叫做巴兰。
And he was actually kind of bought by the Moab, by the king of Moab, by the name of Balak.
他受了摩亚王巴勒的贿赂。
And So the king of Moab want him to curse Israel.
摩亚王要他来咒诅以色列。
And that time is the last year in the desert.
那是他们在旷野的最后一年。
So every single one of them is actually the so-called new generation.
所以在那个时代时刻呢，几乎他们中间所有的人都是新的一代。
So Balaam went to the mountain. He saw, when he looked down, he saw this Israel.
巴兰呢，巴勒到了山上，他看见以色列人，他们的。
And the Lord Jehovah told him to tell the truth.
神耶和华神要他说出事实来。
So he said, "These are the people who dwell alone."
他说这是独居的民。
Yeah, they are separate from the nations.
他们与不列在万国之中。
Brothers and sisters, remember at the beginning, the Lord Jehovah told Israelites that you are to be the holy nation and the kingdom of priests.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得主对摩西告诉以色列人说，你们要成为一个圣洁的国度，祭司圣洁的子民，祭司的国度。
The old generation of men, they didn't believe that.
在老的一代，他们不相信神的话。
And they totally failed.
他们就完全的失败了。
This new generation, now.
新的一代，现在。
They are ready to go into Canaan.
他们已经预备好进入迦南。
And then Balaam gave the testimony, these are the people that dwell alone.
巴兰为他们做见证说，这是独居的民，不列在万国之中。
Yes, separate from the nations.
他不列在万国之中。
Essentially, he's saying what God required at the very beginning, to be a holy nation.
基本上他所说的就是神原先所说的，他们要成为一个圣洁的子民。
And then also, brothers and sisters, there are the stories of these two spies going into Jericho.
那么还有另外一个故事，就是去窥探耶利哥城的两个探子。
And then there was also the story of this Othniel.
我们也看见俄陀涅的故事。
There is also the story of Achsa.
我们也看见亚撒的故事。
Brothers and sisters, I don't have time to go into it. If you go into these stories, you thank the Lord. Indeed, the Lord has brought up a new generation.
弟兄姊妹，我现在没有时间去细讲。若是大家回去看的话，你看见他们的故事，我们要真是感谢神，主实在兴起了新的一代。
A new generation that fulfilled God's purpose.
这兴起来的一代，他们成全了神的旨意。
So this whole Caleb, Joshua, the new generation, their position was in Christ. Their process, 38 years, is through Christ. And at the end, they enter into Christ.
所以这新的一代包含了加勒和约书亚，他们开始的时候是在基督里，他们的整个过程是借着基督，而他们最后所达到的也是归给并且向为着基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is spiritual reality, real story.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是属灵的实际，它里面真实的故事。
So may their story inspire us.
所以愿他们的故事激励我们的心。
May we see the new generation follow the Lord with joy and with force.
愿我们看见新的一代用喜乐、欢乐的心来跟随主。
And they treasure the purpose of God more than anything else.
他们宝贵主的旨意胜过任何的事物。
Let's pray.
愿我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for what you have done.
主，我们为着你所完成的，我们感谢你。
Lord, we also praise you because your people do not disappoint you.
主，我们也要赞美你，因为你的子民没有叫你失望。
There is a young generation, the youngest, is not even born. The oldest was only only 20 years old.
主啊，我们看见这兴起来的一代，年轻的可能还没出生，那年纪大的大概是20岁了。
They face a very difficult situation.
他们面对一个非常艰难的情况。
And sometimes inside is depressing.
有的时候在他们里面，他们沮丧。
But Lord, your goodness always inspires them.
主啊，但是你的美善一直激励他们。
And you have also told them the whole earth shall be filled with your glory.
并且你告诉他们说，全地都要充满你的荣耀。
They follow you all 38 years.
他们在38年中一直的跟随你。
And finally, they are ready.
最后他们预备好了。
How we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
And this is the wonder of wonders.
这是奇妙中的奇妙。
Lord, we pray that you humble us so that we will follow you as they did.
主啊，求你使我们降卑，好叫我们像他们一样来跟随你。
So that your life, the life of Christ, the abundance of it will be shown.
所以你的生命，就是你丰盛的生命，能够被彰显出来。
We praise you in the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.